With the pussy on hard, pussy on soft.
Put that pussy on fat.
Put that pussy on fat, nigga.
Pussy's on fat.
Damn, that bacon. Is that turkey or regular?
Turkey bacon.
It's you crispy made it in the as micro? A bitch, dude.
I mean, it's microwaving, yeah.
Really? Okay. Yeah. I've never seen someone do that.
What?
Well, it had mold on it, so I wanted to
microwave
make sure
turkey bacon.
Off.
Yeah, it's sterile.
Dude, once you microwave something.
Yeah, it's the gamma rays.
Mm-hmm. What kind of bitch is this? We're watching some kind of British dating. Love Island?
Yeah.
I think. And British people have like a, is this bitch foreign or what's going on? That guy looks like a gypsy.
Yeah. None of them are actually like English people.
Right, right, right.
They're all just
Is this what Brexit is about? That everyone, just
yeah,
hot,
they want to get these people out of the show,
getting
and
pussy.
People are like, okay, this isn't what my country looks like. I'm not out trying to have my country look like this. It's not a Love Island. It's an island of mentality. It's an island of a premier mentality.
Damn, they got a nice setup, dude. I'm trying to get head from literally
you do work
on this show.
And the work you do earns you dignity.
Damn, what's up, Jessica? Let me see those titties. What's
her,
up?
Yeah, it's so funny. She's so hot, but if you turn the sound on, you're like instant
no way.
No
really?
Chance.
Yeah. I think there's something about me that
Mark really pays attention to me in a way that you know, I don't. All
damn,
right,
who's that black girl? What's up with her?
Her?
What's up, Montana?
Montana.
Are you Montana?
They don't
Fishburne?
Even have Montana there.
Dude, that's so true.
That's annoying. They can't
yeah,
take our states.
Yeah, think about all the black girls here named Buckingham Palace.
Dude, I would marry a bitch if her first name is Buckingham and her last name is Palace.
You take her last name?
I would absolutely become Stavros Palace.
Hell
dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, my name is Palace Buckingham.
Dude, actually, I might just become Stavros Palace just for the... Oh my God, her titties are about to pop out.
Yeah.
Is this British, so can you see their pussies and titties sometimes?
Yeah, you can see your pussies and titties.
That rocks.
Yeah, British shit, they got a bed outside.
To fuck outside,
and I only, like,
dude.
Caught a little bit of this, but it's like... Like, I'm really upset because I found out that Karen, she's fucked 900 guys. Which, you know, I mean, like, 600, 700, that's fine. You know, that's normal. But, like, you know, I mean, it, like, Mark's dating Elise and she's fucked 35,000 guys.
Yeah, I mean, if you're this hot, you probably fuck so much.
Oh, this hot and this stupid.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm this
unlike,
hot.
Yeah, of I'm, course. I'm, but you're too much of an intellectual.
I'm too
much
smart.
Yeah.
I don't got time for some Buckingham Palace bitch talking about get a job. You know,
yeah, you got thoughts to have.
No.
You got some thinking to do.
Okay, take a look at the fucking wheels turning right here. I'm solving China. While you're doing what? Getting your nails pressed on? Starting a fight at the DMV?
I mean, yeah.
Are you addressing Montana still?
No, he's addressing Buckingham Palace. Who is my wife, which is very rude
Stav's
of you.
Baby
How
mother.
Dare you fucking talk to Buckingham that way, Nick? My baby girl. My 420-pound baby girl.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's shut off. Well, oh, no, it's back. Thank God. Yeah. Damn.
He's driving back to Baltimore with her, and she's like, ooh, can you pull over for a second? And then she, like, makes you get off on that exit where they have to weigh the trucks. She's like, sorry, it's part of my job. They're like 8 million pounds.
Damn, dude. Seriously, I'm going to change my name to Stavros Vell Palace.
It would be funny seeing the two of you ride around that Corolla. In the HOV lane,
that would
sparks
be great.
Just flying out of the wheel wells.
I would get the shocks reinforced, dude.
Yeah.
I would get one of those... rally car undercarriages, dude.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Because that's what rally cars for is very fat people.
Is it? I don't know. What's the one where they like jump off? You know when they're doing that race around the world and they like have like a shot where it's like a car jumps off a desert, off a little
dune
fucking
buggy.
Baja.
I would get an undercarriage like that put onto
yeah,
my car.
Baja rally. That shit's cool, yeah.
Yeah. And that could probably handle two fat motherfuckers.
Oh, sure. I mean, a regular car could handle.
But, you know, with ease and
yeah.
With a plum.
Yeah, you could take that out on sand, too.
Absolutely. Get my dick sucked on a dune.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
Go visit that fucking guy that we keep talking about having on the podcast.
I feel like if you get become one of those fat people that has to be cut out of your house.
I will not become that
guy.
No,
not you. I mean, in general. Mm-hmm. Instead of them, like, delicately helping those people out, what they should do is just tie a chain to your ankle and then pull you out with a pickup truck because that's what you deserve.
How would they do it?
Ooh.
That's, you saw
they
that
should attach panties. Ropes or, like straps to your pants.
Okay.
And then it pulls you out, but it pulls your pants down. But wouldn't the pants first
get pulled off? Yeah.
No, they just stay at your ankles, and then uh-huh. they pull you out by your pants or to around your ankles.
So your cock and balls are just hitting the
rug? And they drag you into town square, and they're like, okay, you're free. Okay, we got you out.
Now
we're dropping you off in the central business district.
Yeah, we're leaving you here.
On Main Street.
In front of our town's one shitty piece of art.
A giant fucking melted statue.
Right, in the middle of Delaware, and it's like a slave mom and her daughter holding hands in the town square. I'm like, what's that for? I don't know. The mayor had,
I don't know. Some black people told us we had to have a statue over here like
the
that.
The mayor's office had extra money. And they wanted to. Damn, that was good. I should start microwaving bacon more often.
Microwave bacon's nice.
It's so much easier.
It's less hassle. You know what I did today? You know what tasty. I had? You know what I had for breakfast today?
Would you have
a man semen?
I'm not a man semen.
Keto?
No. Well, sort I get.
Are you
ooh,
keto?
Damn, that girl's ass was out. This show rocks. Who's that blonde bitch? Anyway, damn. Are you gonna see their asses some more?
Look at how this guy's sitting on the couch.
Yeah, but he's hard, so he's.
Well, his penis is off the couch.
This is where they sleep in these pods.
Do they fuck?
I mean,
on
this
there?
Show's like Black Mirror.
Do they fuck?
It's well, like a Black Mirror episode. There?
Do they fuck with each other sleeping there?
Yeah.
That rocks, dude. no, what I had, my local Key Foods started carrying Peter Luger's extra thick bacon. So I had me a fat slab of that with two
Peter
eggs.
Luger just got a bad review in the
New York Times. New York Times.
I saw that, but that guy seems like a bitch to me.
Yeah, I don't
Peter
know.
Luger's is good.
That guy eats dinner for breakfast.
I will say eating dinner as a job,
I would love to be. I would love to be a food critic and be like, I eat dinner for breakfast. I eat dinners like this for breakfast.
Yeah, have you guys been to the Lugs in a while?
I've only been twice.
You go for burgers though, like a fucking asshole.
Yeah, that's the no. But if you're there for lunch, you get the burger.
Adam likes
you get a steak and the burger
kind of stuff. Adam loves being. You get well, hold on. In his own city.
What do you mean?
Hold on. You get a steak and a burger.
You split it with your friend. You guys get half the burger and then half the steak.
Adam's always like me and Joshua and Benjamin went to the Empire State Building.
I don't know who those people are.
There's a sandwich place. It's really good.
Actually, I did go with my friend Ben.
That is true. You have like 45 friends, and every week there's a new one that you've known for 12 years.
Me and my
friend. What do you mean? I just have friends.
From the Bilderberg group. Yeah. Me and my friend Noam from Moloch camp that we went to together.
When we were interning at that one.
They would never let me in there.
What's the one that, Nixon made fun of it one time?
The Bilderberg group.
Oh, is that the Bilderberg group?
Mm-hmm. Bohemian Grove.
Bohemian Grove. When you were interning at Bohemian Grove, thank you.
Yeah, I was a fluffer at Bohemian Grove.
That's how you got your foot in the door. That's how Jews get in. You suck the dick.
You fuck your way to the top.
You fuck your way to the top, and then you get to molest.
That's what people think. They think we're born into this, but we have to fuck our way
you
into it.
You have to suck and fuck your way into it, damn.
It's not given to me at birth as a birthright. It's not a free trip to Israel.
No.
It's
to get,
work.
To get pussy from a stripper for money. Damn, I would love to fuck these weird fucked up bitches with fucked up lip injections and shit.
Yeah.
Big eyelashes.
I would love to go on a... Just imagine this show and it's a regular episode, but then I show up in full tactical gear with a fucking M4 and I just start just...
lighting up the other guy. You murder all the other men.
Yeah, just like...
I am the only option. Oh, you kill the women.
Yeah, I do a Joker on the Love Island.
You live stream it on 8chan.
Yeah, I'm the Anders Breivik of Love Island.
Yeah.
I've landed. I've got tactical equipment, gear. I kill all of them.
Is that a guy that did a mass shooting?
And then the Joker killed all of them.
Wait, you would go and you would kill and you wouldn't get any pussy out of it.
No.
Couldn't be me, bro.
You'll mix sex and business. never mix business and pleasure.
I would go and I would slowly poison all the other men.
Yeah.
and I would win everyone's trust.
Why the only slow? Way, you know what I would love?
So that I wouldn't be suspected.
And this is just, this is a joke. Okay. I would love if somebody paid me $5 to shoot up an entire police station and kill like 100 police officers. And when they're interrogating me, I'm like, I'm just doing my job. I'm just doing the job. Somebody, look, it's somebody a hard job. Me. It is a hard job. It's a dangerous job. It's a thankless job. But somebody paid. I'm just doing
it's
my
dangerous.
Job.
Dangerous.
Got to put food on the table, you know? Some of us made a promise to do hard work and do just doing the job that I was
doing
chose
the job
to
after
do.
After I failed out of community college and also the firefighters academy.
Yeah, after I was they I tested
basic
positive
training.
For steroids.
And fucking yeah, after I got fired from GNC for doing too many steroids. Yep, and I was suspected of molesting as a gym teacher. Mm-hmm. I'm just doing my job now. The only one left for mm-hmm. me to do.
Yeah, I was like, I was afraid for the life of me and my fellow hitmen. I feared for the life of me and my fellow hitmen.
You don't know what you would do until you're in their
until
shoes.
Until you're in that situation yeah. when you're paid to murder.
It's so easy for you to comment with your armchair mm-hmm. Monday morning quarterback attitudes.
Yeah,
that's right.
I'm sorry, shouldn't there be like a public union with way too much power shredding all of the evidence right now? Where's the hitmen union? And why don't they have direct access to the district attorney's files?
Yeah, you motherfuckers vote yesterday? Vote yes on that shit to get...
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
If I want to vote, I have to go to Chinatown.
You didn't change your registration?
No.
I have an extra form if you want at home.
Yeah, he can't.
To what,
he
to
wants.
Change my address?
Yeah.
Whoa, are this two and, girls
or your
about
party.
To fuck?
Well, I got it to change my party
do girls
affiliation.
Fuck on this too, or is that a guy with
my
eyelashes?
Party? Why did you change your party affiliation?
Because I was independent.
Democrat. Oh.
Yeah, me too,
wait,
bro.
Did you not vote last time?
I was not on the voter rolls. I was still independent. I tried to change it in 2016, and I got there. And then I had to sign an affidavit.
Ladies and gentlemen... breaking news, Adam did not vote for Bernie Sanders.
Oh my
I
god,
did.
Take it back. All the fucking running of your mouth that you did.
Running your mouth, running
about
your,
how he's good.
Flapping your lips, about
flapping
how
your Bilderberg.
You guys know what happened. I've told you guys this a million times.
No,
I got there.
We remember for
like
sure.
Any one of your stories.
I changed.
Just as a noise, an increasing frequency.
Why
are
you being
and
mean right now? That's you know what happened. I
literally
gassed
up.
Can
I be honest with you? I literally don't remember. It was probably a boring story.
Yeah, it's the same shit that happened to everybody.
At the time,
everyone was off the fucking
voter
rolls.
The people that like Bernie Sanders like him because he's the no paperwork candidate.
That's right.
He's like we're going to do it so everybody else has to do all the work or you don't have to do anything. And it's like, that's great.
Sign
me up.
Me
they're
the
like, well, you
up.
Have to sign up. I'm like, I'm not doing shit.
Nah, fuck
what
that,
what part
dude.
Of sign me up don't you understand? If I got to sign myself up, yeah, I got a ticket for you right here to the dick sucking mm-hmm. factory.
The same thing happened in New York State to a lot of people, though.
It's in my, yeah, it did. It's in my now that you're saying it,
I told you this a million times.
Stop saying that you told it to us a million times. You said it maybe. Yeah, actually, you probably did say it a million times, but
you just weren't listening.
The point is, I'm remembering it now, and now that I'm also looking at the credits of this show where they look at everybody's titties.
What do you vote on?
Who do you
who's
get,
the hottest?
Who has to fuck me for money? How much would you pay to fuck one of the ladies from Love Island, consensually?
Zero.
You would pay zero.
I don't pay to fuck, dude.
Yeah, okay. That is literally not
you
true.
Are the only one on this podcast
you're the only
who has
one
paid
that's
to
paid
fuck.
I've never
numerous times have paid for sex.
I've never paid to fuck.
The last time you wrote it off as a birthday present for yourself.
No, I
never
pay.
Mind how desperate it is to buy yourself a birthday present.
I paid.
No,
for
his accountant told him. To do
I
that.
Paid for the conversation. I did not pay.
You paid for the companionship.
Yeah.
And what happened between
the conversation with
adults.
A woman that does not even speak English?
I paid for what? I don't see what's so funny here. I paid for the girlfriend experience.
The GFE.
We went
and
to.
She happened to be horny.
We
happened to.
We went to
her.
Whole Foods and we got in an argument. The full girlfriend experience.
You caught her DMing some other guys and then you fucked her.
Yes.
Yep. I would pay for that, honestly. Damn, dude. I would pay a nice sum. Not a nice sum, but something. So wait, they're all in
couples?
So
they're coupled up and then
But then there's new people that you get to cheat with?
Oh, they bring in hot people.
Whoa, you can see your nipples, dude.
Wow.
Oh, hers too? So wait, they're coupled up and then you bring in some nice fresh pussy.
Didn't they already have this show, Temptation Island?
Yeah, back in the early noughts.
Oh, damn, he's finger popping.
I think that was the '90s.
Did you see that? He was finger popping.
I remember because the Temptation Island, they had a bunch of shows like this when I was a kid, and I thought this is just what you were supposed to be like as a 23-year-old, and I was like, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, there's no way I go from this to that.
Nah, dude, I was waiting for my turn on Temptation Island. I was like, fat as shit, not even so much as, you know, hitting a titty with my elbow, and I was like, yeah, dude, in like 6 years, I'm going to be fucking like 8 hot girls. Just fat as shit in my sweatpants because I was too scared to wear jeans because they hurt too much. Thinking about all the pussy I was going to get.
All the painful ass jeans.
Damn, I don't like when they show the guys' bodies, though.
Yeah, that makes you feel bad about
yourself. That makes me feel weird.
It's like when the guy's too loud during a porn.
I hate that.
I hate it.
The worst part in a porn.
Simmer down, sir.
Here's the one I don't get. The angle when she's on her back and the guy's standing up plowing and you see like a sliver of her asshole and maybe a piece of pussy.
And mostly balls.
But it's mostly the man's ass and his balls.
Yeah.
And he's
pumping. It's the worst one.
Why is that always in there? They're doing it to fuck with us.
If you jack off to that, you're sus, bro.
Dude, me too. I don't come every time that pops up immediately. But it does really throw me out of the game. Damn, hell yes. Where are they? They're on the couch? Oh, you saw a little piece of titty. This show was really good to watch it with no sound on.
I would watch it dubbed in German.
Mm-hmm. I would watch that.
Because then I could convince myself that it's an experiment.
Mm, yes.
That's the way the Germans would approach this show.
Uh-huh.
Coming up on the race experiment. How tan do you have to be before it is miscegenation?
They are pretty tan here.
Yeah.
The British have their own type of gypsy, right?
Yeah, Romas.
No. Like a white type of gypsy, ethnically.
The Irish have gypsies.
Like Geordies or some shit like that?
Damn.
Those are people like just white trash.
Oh.
From Newcastle, I think.
That's not gypsies?
Geordies?
They're from Turchester.
What was what about Brad Pitt in that fucking
they had
movie?
They had a British Jersey Shore called the Geordie Shore. Yeah.
Wasn't Brad Pitt in that movie where he talks stupid as fuck?
Yeah, Snatch? But he plays like a Roma. Like, he plays like a gypsy.
Oh, Romas are white? I thought Roma
is
gypsy.
Is now a slur.
Gypsy just means Roma. There's also
nothing
Irish
to do with
gypsies
Rome.
That are like...
Roma has nothing to do with Rome.
Oh, he might be an Irish gypsy in that
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, Roma... well, I did... It.
So Roma is...
People from Romania...
The traditional gypsy.
Romanians are like... there are ethnic Roma that live there. I think there's some...
Okay, all right, hold on. The movie Quasimodo.
Uh-huh.
The hot bitch, Esmeralda.
She's a Roma.
Thank you. She's a Roma, and there you can be a white Roma, or you can be a different kind of British gypsy.
No, they're kind of just Mediterranean looking.
Yeah,
that's what I thought. I saw them in Greece.
They're white.
No.
Yeah, they are.
They got
they're
blue
Southern
eyes
European.
And fucking, like, tofu-colored skin.
Esmeralda was darker than that.
Maybe a little bit darker.
In the cartoon?
But she's based off of true events.
A book.
Yeah.
Well, a real person. I would love to just a flowery skirt with a fucking flower. N-word
Elda.
N-word Elda.
No. From the
yeah. That's
hunch,
good.
Hunch.
Is the snatch back of Notre Dame? Maybe he's got
lunch.
A pussy on his back.
Lunch.
The lunch back.
Lunch back.
He loves to eat sandwiches.
Oh, yeah.
N-word Elda, this is saying the N-word, and he's just feeding her fucking subs.
Yeah, it'd be great to just edit The Hunchback of Notre Dame, but he's got like a headset on, like a drive-through headset the entire movie. And he's up there in the tower, he's like, welcome to church, can I take your order?
This
continues
the bit.
Character.
Yeah, what was the bit?
This is the Good Morning Vietnam.
That's right. The Lunchback loves Vietnam, Good Morning Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he was retarded, though. He was just
disabled.
Made
him look fucked up.
Yeah, he's mentally and physically disabled, Adam.
Was he mentally disabled too?
Yeah.
And he gets absolutely
so Esmeralda
no kind
of took advantage
just
of him.
Like one of the
no,
women.
Couldn't conce-
just like one of the women you visit.
Which women?
As one cool customer, Adam, the solicitor.
Why are you being mean again?
I'm not being mean.
Yes, you are. You've been mean recently.
No.
Yes, you have.
No.
Listen, the joke we did about you using a prostitute, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we're that trying to make it absurd because it's like...
It's so not true.
First of all, it's true. But if then if we say that you paid for sex with a hunchback, then people are like, baby, it's not true. So I'm actually doing you a favor.
No.
You understand? All the shit that I do for you...
Dude.
When you're older, when you grow up... You'll fucking look back.
When you get to be Nick's age 2 years ago.
Yeah. You'll appreciate all the things I fucking did for you.
Yeah.
The mastermind who's too smart to fuck. Remember, Adam.
Mm-hmm.
Something we don't have that problem. We're simple folks, but we get our fucking peckers drenched.
Yeah, that happens.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Although I'm celibate right now.
I'm unironically trying to do No Nut November right now.
Why?
Although I did not.
Did you jack off or did you fuck?
I fucked. But
it's nice. Hell yeah.
I think I'm going to take the rest of the month off.
No ejaculate whatsoever for November.
I'm
going to
keep
crazy.
My balls full.
That's barely. They'll
I'm
going to
follow
register.
The.
They'll barely register as
I'm
going to
follow the internet meme.
See yeah, where did that start?
I'm going to start wearing chain mail.
I love that.
Yeah.
That would be a great look.
That would look awesome.
Do you mean as like a shirt or just as like you're over
like a cowl.
Everything? Oh, just for your head, like the
oh,
head.
Oh yeah, just for my head.
Oh, I thought the whole like you know when knights take off the armor, they have the chainmail underwear basically.
Yeah, no, yeah. Not that. I'll be wearing like a tunic.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
But the fucking
I'm
going to
get
shroud.
My arms big again.
That's a good look.
Get my
bro.
Guns going, wear a tunic, chainmail.
Mhm.
And then stop brushing my teeth.
To be of the times?
To be of the times.
I love that.
Right.
Eat only fucking radishes and
yeah,
shit.
Show up to fucking...
Eat a rabbit.
Show up to the Renaissance Festival and be like, oh, you're just doing this week? All right.
Show up to the Renaissance Festival just killing nerds and stealing all their
yeah,
shit.
Just smelling like shit. I've been living outside.
Raping some fat guy.
Teach myself low,
ale.
Whatever low German is. Just languages designed for people with no teeth who can't read. Wick sneak.
Dude, that's fucked up how languages change and shit.
Yeah.
I would love to hear a recording, but it doesn't exist, unfortunately, of like, you know. Like, English was two different things. Like Anglo and Saxons or some shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was two completely different languages.
The Angles.
The English and the Saxons.
That they just merged, right? Isn't that what happened?
Yeah, weren't the Saxons French?
That shit's fucked up.
Well, the French and German, it's all the same
it's
shit.
It's all the same
I hate
shit.
That.
It's
I hate
just
that that's
this
how
whole
it
big
happens.
Area filled with a bunch of different fucking...
Uh-huh.
And they were just fucking talking gobbledygook and they all became one language.
Was, yeah, there was like the old
Bill
school the old school English and then there was the Norman invasion one. And then that fucking...
Norm.
That, yeah.
The, uh-huh.
That
Norm
changed shit up.
Uh-huh.
Norm from Cheers did the invasion.
Yeah, and then there was like the Essex... Guys,
oh, yeah.
And
the Essex. Yeah, where are all these French motherfuckers at? Yeah,
the Sussex.
Where's all the good pussy over here? Where's is the Golden Corral open over here? Y'all got Golden Corral over here in
Anglo-Saxony?
Where
Essex comes from is because it used to be East Saxony, and then people were like had that accent. They're the Essex,
like
this.
Yeah,
they're like, yeah, I'm from East Saxony, and eventually it became
Essex.
I'm from Essex because they're too fucking lazy to say all the words.
So true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that shit is very interesting. I'm fascinated by like middle dark ages and shit like that. But it also seems annoying. I wish someone would do a really
good movie.
The dark
ages seems annoying.
It seems annoying to figure out what happened. All the books, they burned all the books and shit or whatever. Or they didn't have books or some shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was like 500
well,
years
monks
where they were like, let's
read.
Not learn shit.
Learning's gay, bro.
Yeah, we're not learning anything.
Well, there was that fire in the
Alexandria. That's that. Actually, I'm like, damn, dude, I want to see what kind of
can I say
crazy
something
shit
kind
they
of,
knew.
Kind
it's
of
weird
like,
to imagine
you think
like
it was aliens?
Alexandria at its peak. It's like the year fucking 800 BC, and there's just guys going around in salmon shorts and boat shoes just talking about their defense contractor jobs.
That's a DC
Adam,
joke.
they'll get the joke. You don't have
I don't know if Adam, a lot of people will get it. Outside me, of the DMV.
Trust me, they will get the
outside
joke.
Outside of the area.
Yeah, Alexandria was where, in Egypt?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I mean, Greece is probably like this, but is there ever like
that's,
a
yeah, it was, it
is there like Ptolemy. A collective shame that was like, we used to be so dope. We used
no,
to be
dude,
the smartest.
Greek people fucking still think that. That's the best part. You have such objective evidence that we almost ruined the world's economy because we were taking too many naps. And it's like Greek people still
are
like...
And not paying your taxes.
And not paying taxes and shit and just yeah. like defraud. It was all... Everything you had to do in the government was straight bribe, like to a very low level official.
Uh-huh.
Like to register to vote, you would have like, or actually, no,
it's like
vote,
that in a lot
voting
of places.
Is whatever. But like to go just to get see the doctor, even though it was like, you know, whatever, you'd have to like do a little, they would call it on little envelopes, fakelakia. You'd yeah. have to have a little envelope.
A little protection some, racket.
Yes. If the turkey wasn't enough, folks, niggas popped open.
Look, we're on
some
a tight schedule.
Quarters.
You've got to go to Stress Factory. You're I've right. got to eat lunch.
I had an 11 a.m. lunch today.
How did that feel?
I love it. I want to do it every day.
Well, does that even count
did
as
lunch?
Did
you say you have dinner for breakfast?
I had dinner for breakfast.
Does that even count as lunch? Did you have breakfast or was that a late breakfast?
I had a light breakfast. And then
a man's
lunch.
Balls?
But you're like anorexic.
I'm not anorexic.
You
Nick.
Do barely eat.
You're like, I've lost so much weight. And then you're like, oh, I'm so full off a piece of lettuce. I made a Morimoto lettuce. It's got a drop of dashi on a piece of cabbage.
I respect the art of Japanese home cooking.
You really do eat very... Although, every once in a while, you'll
well,
put
I've
it
been
down.
Working out, I've been working out again, so now I'm, nice. Now I'm hungry again.
The furnace needs fuel to
yeah,
burn.
It's true. I'm trying to cowl up.
See, I've not
I'm going
been
to
working
Miami.
Out,
I'm
I've
trying
been
to
eating
look
way
good.
More.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's my
really?
Move is who gives
smart.
A shit. I'm
I love
30.
That.
It's too late.
It's
game over.
It's winter. You're 30. You're rich. Who cares?
Game over. You know?
You yeah. stop working out?
Yeah.
Are cool. there, do you think there is videos online of any of these people having sex? From the
of course,
show?
Dude. Of course. There's revenge porn on all these people.
No, I don't want revenge
it's
porn.
It's being distributed by the producers, probably.
I don't want revenge porn.
And now, to go into the revenge porn room where we get blackmail on the contestants.
I respect that, Nick. I respect just giving up.
Yeah.
I just want
no,
can I
I'm
do
trying
steroids?
I'm trying to try again. That's
can I do I just want big ass I just want big ass arms, dude.
You have big arms.
I think the
don't.
Way steroids work
Thank
is
you, though.
It just
I
makes
appreciate
like
that.
Recovery easier. You still have to go to the gym.
Do I have to go less?
No, it actually the steroids make it so you can go to the gym more.
Okay, fuck.
That's how steroids help, is that, like, instead of needing, like, a whole week before you do biceps again, you can just do it again in 3 days.
Well, you know what? That would help, because I like doing upper body shit. That's fun. It doesn't feel like you're actually exercising.
Me too.
You feel like you're getting strong.
Yeah.
But then I have to wait, like, 4 days because my arms hurt because I'm a fucking little bitch.
Yeah, just wear baggy pants.
Squat. I just want to see how long I can get my beard.
Respect.
That's the goal.
Respect, bro.
Like a wizard's beard.
With the fucking tunic you were talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, people are like, you don't work out anymore? I'm like, nah, I changed. I traded it for a beard.
I'm a different class. I'm a mage yeah. now.
I'm a mage. I learned wizardry. I don't need to be strong. I'm solving China.
Fuck yeah, dude. I just want... Because the thing is... Yeah, I mean, I have to lose a couple pounds off the old tum-tum, obviously. But if I just had giant arms and big-ass traps, who cares?
Yeah.
I like being fat. I honestly do.
Who's that guy that got the mugshot and his neck was like, do you remember?
Oh, yeah, the neck guy,
yeah.
the black guy.
And now he's like an Instagram
him
guy.
And, yeah, and him and the white kid with the crazy neck like hang out now.
Ugh.
I just want a the huge scar mm-hmm. on my face.
Like yes. like Kano.
Sure. Or anyone who has like a big maybe through the eye or it's
the
one the eye.
Classics.
The classic. One eye is white and then it's
yes,
got,
the little fucked up blue eye.
Yeah.
Yes, but it's
and
cloudy.
There's a line down That's, the middle from where the tiger got me.
Yeah. Hmm.
Like what happened to you? I was like, I'm fucking with tigers. To make climate change worse. I went to the jungle to beat up to beat up and the most dangerous, most endangered animals.
That's a great look, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I would love for you to do that. I would love to come here next week and just see you with chainmail across, like not making any eye contact. No. Your eyes are being blocked by the chainmail.
Yeah, chainmail, but then also one of those like Battlestar Galactica Cylon helmets.
Ah, fuck. Yeah, I would like to have two axes if we're to go in medieval. I want to be a two axe guy.
Yeah.
Where I twirl them and shit like that.
A battle axe, man.
Mm-hmm. I would definitely be
Adam,
the guy
what
with
kind
the
of
axe.
Dress would you wear?
Maybe something Victorian.
Mm-hmm. No, it's too late.
Wrong period.
That's way too late. That's basically yesterday.
Well, I'm a 19th century like, kind of guy.
No, we're talking 1300s right now.
Nick's
a wizard. I'm a guy with a battle axe.
I would wear like a, I guess like.
And a horned
that's
helmet.
That's so tight that you could be a wizard back then. And you're like, yeah, I do magic.
You would just have to convince people.
Yeah, I know. You're just a liar.
Right now, you could do that.
Every job sucked.
Yeah.
You know, you work fucking like 35 hours a day because they didn't know about the sun back then.
Uh-huh. That's
they
true.
They didn't know what
then
nighttime
figured
was.
It
that
out.
Is true.
Yeah. Well, work all day long, like carrying dog shit from the dungeon to the field as fertilizer in your mouth.
That was the best job.
Yeah, because you had to keep your hands clean.
Mm-hmm. Because you eat with it.
To hold the king's balls while he fucks your wife. So the best job is ferrying dog shit in your mouth out to the fields to throw it up into the...
Because those clean hands
yeah.
allow you those fucking...
Exactly.
Allow you first dibs.
It keeps the king from being pissed.
That's right.
Yeah.
You get the finest piece of mutton.
And then there's some guy that's like, abacus, babacus. Yeah. You know, and it's just the guy...
In a fucking stone tower alone.
Yeah, right, yeah. He gets his own room with every like cool gadget that anyone's come up with.
He gets
Galileo
his own boy.
Comes by and he's like... Oh, actually, the Earth isn't the center of the solar system or whatever, and they're like, kill this man.
Yeah, throw acid down. Pour acid down his throat.
Yeah, pour acid down his throat and get rid of this guy. We're going to go back to the magic. I think we've heard enough of science.
Shut the fuck up, bitch. I'm going to try and turn rocks into gold for 100 years. Well, I get to fucking just have a couple servants I rape whenever I want.
The best part about alchemy is like... How it's like the misunderstanding of like economics underlying like the science of alchemy. Because like, what the fuck value does gold have in medieval times?
If you just if everything was gold?
Everything's gold. They just make like jewelry and fucking scepters with it.
Yeah.
It's not like they're using it in fucking like airplane windows or semiconductors or like circuitry, you know? I don't know what.
I don't know. It looks good because everyone likes
it just,
drip.
It just looks good, but
everyone wants to flex.
If some fucking wizard came by, he's like, "All right, I got it. This is how you turn dog shit into gold." Then everyone would just have like, you know.
Nah, the king would still hold all the gold. He wouldn't give it to everybody else.
Yeah, but
that's
why
he's got the wizard on retainer.
Exactly.
But there has to be some like other wizards would figure it out. It would devalue gold. Pretty quickly. They didn't understand inflation.
They didn't understand the fucking libertarianism, dude. The market.
Yeah.
Although they did have age of consent down.
You know Rage I mean? Of consent? Mm-hmm. Rage against the age of consent? My yep. band?
That's right. Yeah,
that's
I guess that is
that's
true.
That's what the machine is the age of consent.
It's the government.
The Nina, the Pinta, the Santa Maria. I am not a rapist. I just love.
If she can do homework, then she can consent.
Sleep now in my bed with me at a sleepover.
No, that is true, man. I love that. Yeah, gold, they just want it to look cool.
Yeah.
And I respect that. Like diamonds and shit. Just like, it had, you're right, it had absolutely no value to
well,
them.
Well, even today, I mean, it like.
Diamonds have
the
some
value,
practical
I don't, the value now, of gold as like a commodity isn't related to its utility. It's just because it's like a precious metal.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is fucking stupid.
So if you created alchemy, now if there was a way to, I mean, I'm like.
Let's do alchemy.
Yeah.
We started mocking it, but now, dude, now's the time.
Yeah. If you could make gold where it was like indistinguishable, like you could make a fucking. A gold brick. Mm-hmm. There's no way to tell that this is like
synthetic gold or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then everyone had access to that information.
Yes.
It's like it would, gold would lose its value relatively quickly.
That's true. But at the very beginning, before everyone knew it was happening, there would be a run on the market.
There'd be some utility for that wizard.
Yeah, for the first wizard. Let's do it, dude. Mm. The penis, the pussy, my asshole, I am gay.
But it is cool. Wizards were con men.
Yeah, that rocks.
Yeah.
Well, did they know or were they just fucking mentally ill? Like, were they just schizophrenic?
I think everyone was mentally ill back then.
Well, because
everyone was severely mentally ill.
The oracles, the Greek oracles and shit, where they're like
they're bipolar,
the schizophrenic of Delphi. Well, yeah. Not only that, but there was like a cave that had natural gas.
Yeah.
So these bitches would fucking huff gas and then be like, "Oh damn, yeah, you're yeah, your son's gonna have you. If you come, your son will have wings, or something."
Yeah.
Or like, yeah, you should do that war. You should try and kill everybody in that other country, and then you would just die.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I want to live in a gas cave.
They would literally, if they had if a king of a minor like city state had a big decision to make, they would travel to this cave, ask this bitch what to do, and all they were doing is asking like.
It's so funny that they were telling us in like 2002 that Osama bin Laden was just living in caves. And all of the terrorists were living in caves like bears.
Yeah. And he was straight up in a little fucking
in a mansion in Pakistan.
Jacking off the DVDs.
Listening to Katy Perry.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. Was he?
Yeah.
I think he had like, yeah. In Katy Perry.
Epstein's playlists were hilarious, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What were they?
What did you listen to?
Like Tiesto and stuff.
Sick.
Absolutely, dude. Jeff is out there, dude. Jeff would love to be in Vegas if you could fuck children in there.
You can.
Can you?
Yeah, you saw that Ali G sketch.
It's sort of like a part of the local culture. A lot of people from Las Vegas are pedophiles.
Is that so?
Not from Las Vegas. Pedophiles go there.
There's a lot of Jewish pedophiles.
I don't know about
Vegas.
That.
Well, yeah, let's see. Well, hold on, Adam. Let's just say.
Okay.
Well,
that's probably
an unfair generalization.
I will hold on.
I forgot that.
Nick, hold on.
Continue.
Let's pick. It's not just everyone from Vegas. Let's think about the types of people that historically have molested children. You've got Vegas.
Yeah.
That's a type.
Yeah.
Entertainment industry.
Yeah.
And Jewish.
Yeah. Historically, that's the profile. That fits the profile. Yes.
So it's not everyone from Vegas, but someone theoretically had all three of those things.
What about, you know what's really getting the pass right now is the most powerful religious political institution for the last 2,000 years.
Watch
the Rothschild family.
No.
The Church of the Rothschilds.
Yeah, no, Israel. I think it's...
the State of Israel.
Some fellas
Jewish.
From Rome.
No, you're right. You're
there
right.
There were some fellas from Rome.
That's
that,
the cool thing about Greece. We got all our
where's
molesting
the Catholic Church
done out of the
in,
way.
In Israel?
What do you mean, in Israel?
Mount Zion.
What's the cathedral that's in Israel, the Catholic Church?
The Church of the Holy Sepulchre, maybe?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a bunch of churches.
That's
got to
be the most evil place in the world.
No, I think
the Catholic Church.
I don't know
in Israel.
If it's real. Yeah. Can you imagine the pedophiles there?
That's the big leagues, baby.
Yeah.
If you get transferred enough times in America, they send you over to that one. Mm-hmm. If you put up enough numbers,
yeah, you just go there. A guy like walks out the front door wearing toddlers as slippers. He's got his feet
in like, their little asses.
Just in two babies that are screaming and crying. He's like picking up the mail. And he's like, "How you doing, Avram?"
Even though he's a Catholic priest,
yeah, no,
yeah, he still talks like
I'm
that.
A Jewish, I'm a Jewish Catholic priest.
His friend is named Avram. Which is that even a Jewish name?
Avram.
Yeah.
Avram.
Ephraim is a Hebrew name.
Oh, really?
Shh.
It is.
I knew
I was agreeing with you.
I knew
I
an Ethiopian
I had a Reese's
guy named
cup
Ephraim.
Right now.
Dude, you know what I had the
Bro,
other day?
Bro, the pumpkins?
You know what I had the other day?
The pumpkins rock my cock.
A Butterfinger cup. Hmm. Also, Butterfinger is yellow now.
What do you mean?
The packaging isn't orange anymore. It's yellow.
It was always yellow.
It was always yellow.
It's now more yellow. They changed the color. And they make a cup.
Differentiate it from Reese's? Because
yeah.
They went cup, they were like, well, we have to, the branding has to be yellow.
Reese's is way more orange, I guess. But yeah. But the...
Butterfingers is my favorite candy when I was a kid.
The Butterfinger
cup. I was not
a Butterfinger guy. Because of Bart, that's why.
No.
I wanted to like it because of Bart, but oh shit, did that girl take her top off?
The fun size Butterfingers I thought was like the perfect candy.
They are.
But they get stuck
in your teeth.
No, the pumpkin or the egg Reese's is the perfect candy. It's a fatter amount of that.
It's good, but I wouldn't
Reese's.
Say it's the perfect.
It's the perfect candy. Oh, what? Fucking a bite size? What are you laughing at? A bite size Butterfinger is, motherfucker?
No, to say the perfect candy.
It is the perfect candy. That's what Nick just said about the Butterfinger.
No, I mean.
I said I thought that as a child.
Yeah.
Well, some of us maintain that youthful, beautiful innocence. Damn, Montana's got some big ass lips. What's up? Can I have some sex with you? Montana, if you're listening. And I know you are.
Montana,
I
can't stop from Love
about
Island.
That Catholic church in Israel.
That church is pretty cool, dude. It's where they laid Jesus down after he got murked.
Really?
By who?
How's that Catholic?
By
then?
The Romans.
It
Nick.
Should be Orthodox.
The Romans did.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
By the Romans.
Yeah, but just like Roma aren't like the same as like. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like mm-hmm. those people. If you really chase the lineage, the Romans were actually
Jews.
The current day Jews are.
Mm.
Oh.
So then who tattled?
The original Jews all became Christians.
So true.
You know, when Jesus came around.
So true.
The only ones that were left were the Romans.
Mm-hmm.
But the bad ones, not the ones that did anything cool.
That is true. I do. Yeah, yeah. Not the ones that fought in any wars or had any cool fucking, you know, statues.
Leather
and shit.
Skirts.
None of those skirts. None of those cool fuck parties that they would have.
None of that. None of zero of it. Dom. He got a friend named Sub.
Get him. Fuck you, Dom. fuck, I was just about to say something, but that Dom thing.
How about instead of Tom and Jerry, it's Sub and Jerry?
Mm-hmm.
And it's Richard Gere in a gimp outfit, and he keeps trying to put Jerry in his ass.
He's chasing him backwards with his ass.
He's like, one of these days, I'm going to catch that damn mouse. I'm going to shove him in my ass.
You animate his ass like a mouth.
Damn, that guy is dark.
Well, they didn't do him any favors with the way they shot him there.
Yeah, Marcel.
Mm-hmm.
What is he doing, tanning?
He was in the shade.
What do you want to do, collapse space-time? If I absorb too much light, then the entire fucking house gets sucked into your body.
Mm-hmm.
People are like, what's that weird disc of light where Britain used to
with
be?
With beautiful pecs.
Yeah.
Damn, Marcel's hot too, dude. Everyone on this show is pretty hot, except a couple of the guys are kind of ugly.
Mm-hmm. They're pretty ugly,
They're
honestly.
Not as cute as me.
That girl's eyes are fucked. She's got Cory Booker eyes.
Yeah, but she's got Cory Booker asshole too, if you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Open for business.
There's no way him. Do you think him and Rosario Dawson have legitimately had sex?
Mm-mm. I think they've kissed on the lips a couple times.
That I would be so. They probably have had sex, and that's so annoying. Fuck, I should get to have sex with Rosario Dawson, dude.
She was dating Eric Andre before, right?
Yeah, but he's funny and like has a nice penis. He's posted it on Instagram a couple times.
Yeah.
So he's got me beat there, and he's, you know, famous and hot and all that kind of stuff. But you know. Once I get those big arms and I get the battle axe, then everyone will respect me.
Because everybody was mad. I saw Ho's mad about Keanu Reeves' girlfriend yesterday.
That was hilarious.
I said women like just decide.
They're mad at
it? I mean, it was really nice of him.
I thought everyone's excited.
I think it was nice of him to take a picture with him and his girlfriend's mother.
Yes. Very true. Adam, you have to laugh at it.
Fuck you, man. You're checking your phone when
I
had
a
joke.
Yeah, not even listening to him.
I just got an important text.
No, not as important as that joke I just did.
Mm-hmm.
Which,
yeah,
by the way...
him and his mother.
Like his girlfriend's mother, man. It was a joke. But whatever, it's over now. Thank you for the support. I listen
to
everyone. And I laugh at everyone, even when the jokes are bullshit,
it's
to keep
true.
The energy going.
It's true.
But you got a text from
you
Ephraim.
You don't make jokes and you don't laugh at jokes. You're worried about your text from Benjamin and Joshua.
To get lunch at the fucking Freedom Tower.
To the Lincoln Center.
I do make jokes.
They have a restaurant in the gift shop and fucking... It's a New York secret.
What was annoying about the Keanu shit was everyone was like, First, everyone was happy, which is good. Whatever. I thought it was cool. They're a cute couple. Keanu
people
rocks.
People make up a position that nobody has, and then they get upset about it. Like, I bet men are upset that he's not dating a woman that's young.
It's like, not who gives a fuck?
It's like, what? No one
And if
said
anything,
that.
No.
I am upset about that.
Well, what's funny, the funniest part for me was that, like, everyone was like, and then there was, like, swing back where it was like, can we calm down? She's 9 years younger than him. And it's like, okay, but, like, famous people years and regular people years are not the fucking same.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Sandra Bullock is, like, what, 55 or some shit? And she's, like, she's 30. Do you know what I mean? Like,
she looks young.
Keanu is, like, okay, Keanu's 9 years older than
I call
lady.
Her Sandra Bullshit.
Really? Why?
After what she said about the president.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Damn, that guy.
I'm gonna ass. I'm gonna find someone that was just born the same exact day as me.
Smart.
So I'll be completely immune
Your
from
sister?
Criticism. No, she was born
4 years later,
after.
Or four, whatever.
Aren't you but guys Irish twins? Or not Irish
no,
twins?
No, no, they just happen to be born on the same
me
exact day.
Me and my sister have the same birthday.
Yeah. Which is really weird.
It was.
Yeah,
because
my parents only fuck once a year.
But I said it first.
No, you stole that joke.
I said it first.
You stole that joke.
No, I didn't. It's
you literally
obvious.
Stole that joke.
That's how sex
you
works.
You stole that joke. Let's be the comedy
listening.
Police, real
I'm
quick.
Not listening because of the
no,
cheeks
now
are
you're
out right now.
Now you're stealing the joke of me saying you steal jokes
oh,
from
damn,
me.
Oh, damn, judo.
Oh, wow.
Fuck.
No, that's the joke.
Dude,
that
this
I
is
made.
You. The you running at me like a bunch of...
Damn, this rules,
I literally
they're working
said
out with
that
their asses
stage.
Out. Whoa, they're just basically showing pussy right now.
I've never watched one of your sets. I have no idea. What you're
fucking being mean when all else fails.
Yeah.
I love that the part of the show is just the guys watching the women work out.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys aren't sexy as me, dude. I can fuck
them. Yeah, how awesome it would be to just roll up there. Just coming around the corner. Just a wide shot. Me decked out. With
oh, the camo? Taking yeah, the guys out?
Just well, everybody. Backpack full of extra magazines.
God damn.
You know, highlights, Nickelodeon magazine. So I can read my magazines while doing a mass shooting. I brought a Nintendo Switch with me. That'd be cool to deck yourself out to go kill a bunch of people, and then you've got like
mm-hmm.
you've got the carrying case for Nintendo Switch
yeah,
also
yeah,
on your set.
Totally, yeah, an extra battery pack.
Luigi's Mansion ready to go.
You got so whatever, like a spoiled toddler has. Yeah. Like the richest kid. You have his setup with the Switch.
Just so you can so you can play
in case
so
you get
you
bored
play,
while murdering
so
people.
You can play Luigi's Mansion in the police car.
When they give you Burger King. Just
way.
Play
give
Luigi.
Me my Switch back. Give me my Switch, please. That would be awesome.
Just cover it.
When
just
the covered
in
safely
blood.
Safely take yeah. you in.
Covered in blood, playing Switch, waiting for the cops to arrive.
Hello, gentlemen.
I've been expecting you.
I've been expecting you. Oh, hell yeah. They're going to show her eat a banana? This show rocks, dude. Mm-hmm. I've never seen a second of it except.
Coming up on Slut Island, will the women eventually cave and have sex with each other? We've
yes.
lost 9 women in the house where they're forced to have sex. This guy gets darker on
I know.
The wide shots.
He actually does. I think literally
it's the color correction.
No, they light him, yeah.
I think it's just, yeah, these British people have never they don't care what the what black people look like.
I mean, look at that guy is dark.
I know.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Although I guess it's natural lighting. I don't know. I don't know enough about lighting to know how this works.
Well, it's like you know those like whatever, I guess they're called Negrito people. That's really what they're called. It's like an ethnic group, and it's like the black people from like Oceania or whatever,
mm-hmm.
from like those islands. And they're actually, they have genetically less in common with like sub-Saharan Africans. They just happen to have like dark skin.
Right, right, right.
And they get like dark.
Yeah. Well, know? Yeah, dude, the Oceania, that fucking place is, if you live in like the middle of one of those fuck, like the outback or some shit.
Yeah.
If it's similar at all to that shit.
That's cool. I would love to be that dark.
Yeah.
Either you go pure white or pure black.
Nice.
Dude. Nowhere in the middle. Mm-hmm. Anywhere in the middle
the
sucks.
The two best kinds.
Yeah.
Just albino or like.
Either, yeah, pure white, like just completely.
Yep. Blonde as hell. Not even a speck of melanin in your shit.
Yeah, not blonde, white.
white. The hair is white. Even. Just,
everything's white.
Nice.
And then black eyes. Still.
Like West Borland from Limp Bizkit. Yeah,
yeah. Or this guy. Or Marcel.
Marcel is hot, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's fire.
Fuck, dude. What do I got?
Yeah, that's cool. He's never going to get skin cancer.
Lucky, dude.
Mm-hmm. He could go live on the sun. He could probably live in the sun.
Yeah, I think so. The sun's not that hot. I could take the sun, dude.
Mm-hmm. How are we going to beat China? I think we need to convince them that the space race is back.
Mm-hmm. And they have to be
the first people to land somebody on the sun.
Smart. Mm-hmm. Or to colonize the sun. Mm-hmm. So they send a bunch of people over there.
Yeah, we trick the Chinese into trying to do it, and then 5 years later they find a way to do it.
Yeah, and they thrive.
Like, oh, shit.
Yeah, they just figure out how to get like, energy out of the sun.
We thought that was pretty good.
That actually, that sucks.
That actually sucks.
Mm-hmm. And they're like, have fun on Earth, you fucking idiots.
Yeah. You find out that somehow, like, physically they're able to adapt to the conditions of the surface of the sun.
How much different is it than Foxconn, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They have to put nets on their fucking buildings.
Just some Chinese guy squatting on top of a solar array, just spitting and chewing seeds, chewing poisonous seeds. Yeah, okay. Yeah, hi, okay, goodbye.
One dick is all it takes for me to be gay. Damn, that's nice. Smooch.
This guy's got bad tattoos.
His tattoos stink. I can't believe they don't show any penetration on this show, or at least a fucking titty.
Oh,
in the
he's
shower.
A Christian.
Oh, is he?
Do we know any Christians?
Like
any,
Protestants?
Any Catholics?
I think there's a bunch of people who are pretending to be Catholic now, right?
Yeah, that's a cool Brooklyn move.
It's so weird.
Is it really even a thing?
Yeah.
It really is, dude.
I think it's just on Twitter.
Yeah, but those people, but so is most of those motherfuckers' lives.
Yeah.
Like, it's so weird to be like, yeah, actually, church is good now.
Well, church is gay.
But all of it, people pretending to be religious now is so weird to me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
You got to do something. I mean,
Kanye is religious.
It's weird.
Life is pretty garbage. I mean, I understand, like, thinking, like, maybe the answer is God is real.
God?
Yeah.
Come on, bro. God's not real. That motherfucker would be mean if he was.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe that's what you believe.
God,
you believe,
he'd be a loser, dude.
He's been pretty rude to a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if you don't like fucking the patriarchy. Well, guess what? I guess he loves white men.
Mm-hmm.
If we're looking at the history of the world.
That's right.
Yeah,
I mean,
we're blessed.
Yeah.
We've been given the kingdom of God.
Yeah, we're Jews.
God.
We're the chosen people.
Are Jews still going around saying that they're the best ones?
Yeah, which is like, he's kind of... If that's the chosen guy, mm-hmm.
yeah,
like,
but that's
come
it's
on.
Just
to say you're the chosen. It's
they're
like,
just doing irony.
He's
dude.
Really fucking with you, man.
Yeah,
you're in an abusive relationship.
Irony. Yeah, Jews clearly aren't the best ones.
Although
we're just saying.
Although maybe it's the kind of thing where he puts you through some hoops, but then he like gives you little treats at the end. You know.
Yeah, virgins.
You get to be rich. Aren't Jews only like 2% of the world? Or
every Jew, mm-hmm. when you die, you get
control 115% of the wealth.
You get a little St. James.
That's cool. That's what Jewish heaven is.
That's what the heaven is.
Don't, what the fuck do...
they don't have heaven.
Mormons believe that you inherit
a
planet.
You get a little planet, right?
Jews get 101 Dalmatians to make
that's
a code
awesome.
Out of.
Nice.
That's not a Jewish
last
name.
There's no way that Cruella needed all of those.
DeVille?
Yeah, she changed it for show
she's
business.
She's a Cadillac kind of woman.
Her real name is Cruella Lipschultz.
If you had read the book, you would know that she's Jewish.
I read it, dude. Alexander Dumas, 101 Dalmatians.
Dalmasson.
No, that's the guy that wrote The Three Musketeers.
Oh, I thought it was...
No.
Yeah.
Never mind.
No.
Alexander Dumas, more like Adam Xander Dumbass.
Orson Scott Card wrote the...
101 Dalmatians?
Yeah.
Orson Scott Card?
Yeah.
Was that a real guy?
Yeah, it is.
He's like a sci-fi writer?
Orson Welles?
Well, not Orson Welles. now that you raise your eyebrows, I mean, maybe.
Scott Card? Dude, she does have Cory Booker eyes. You're right. Mm. I just caught her in the right
101
moment.
Dalmatians is science fiction, technically.
In what sense?
A bitch pussy can't can't put out
a dog's pussy. You never know.
A dog's pussy can't do it.
Why? We've bred them to be, you know, to do other shit. I bet you could breed a dog.
It's also not the premise of the movie. The dog only gives birth to 12 puppies, and then they find an additional.
Fuck, hold on.
89.
I was going to say
it. But I said it first. Making me the math genius.
Yeah.
Of the podcast.
You guys want to argue about math?
I would win every time.
An additional 89 puppies.
Where they find them?
Although, wait.
In a barn.
Or maybe it's 87. Do you count the parent dogs?
You do. It's 87.
Pongo.
It's weird because I was thinking 87. I was thinking, why am I thinking 87? Mm-hmm. And I was going to say that. Mm-hmm. And so I guess I
and
was
And yet
right.
you didn't.
No.
And yet you didn't, and I'm the only one who said it and showed his work.
Intention is the only thing that matters in this life.
Is that so?
Yeah. Look, you can't be out here doing ironic racism and all this stuff if you don't truly believe that intention is the main concern when analyzing anything critically. Mm. So for me to say 89, but it's clear that I meant 87.
It wasn't clear, that's the thing.
It is clear internally, and afterwards my explanation makes
it clear. I intend to do a bunch of cool stuff. So do I get to do it?
What?
What if I intend to get head from a
sure, that's a good intention.
Okay, all right, well then I'm on board.
Yeah,
but I still
that's
am
what
right.
The movie Cruel Intention was about
not getting head.
No, right. it was about how intention is all that matters. So if you intend,
but
on,
if you're cruel,
if you if you intend on that,
well, if the Cruel Intentions was a book and it was a sequel to 101 Dalmatians.
Yeah.
It's called Cruella Intention.
Ooh. Cruella probably did, you know, probably fucked pretty good.
No chance, dude.
Why?
Look at her, like, weird arms. And
yeah, she's like a nasty, like...
Yeah, she's disgusting.
She's like an old fag hag.
Yeah. But in the day,
wiry.
Yeah, that's nice,
no,
though, every once
never.
In a while.
Those women are always just the worst.
I don't...
She'd just hang out with all gay guys and just be the meanest person in the
world.
Did
she have
a
big ass? Could she be skinny with a big ass? Because I've fucked a couple girls like that were very good at fucking.
I don't know if she has a big ass. She doesn't look like she has a big ass.
I don't think lanky and skinny is necessarily bad, is what I'm saying.
She looks like a Rumpelstiltskin.
I just think she probably had a lot of trauma, and from what we all know...
What the fuck
is
this Amazon shit with, like, fucking Jim from The Office is now, like,
it's
convinced
so funny.
He's a Delta Force guy in real life?
It's hilarious.
He's played that guy in too many... He did the Benghazi
It's Venezuela
movie,
this season.
And now he's, like...
Jack Reacher.
Jack Ryan.
Yeah.
Oh, Jack Ryan.
He's obnoxious.
And Jim from The Office?
Yeah, that guy. He's, like, he's that fucking, like... It's a very specific type of, like... upper middle class, like, book reading bro that, like, is like, I'll be on the lacrosse team, but I'm only gonna do maybe one rape, and I think I'm it's just like a pure, 'cause
I've got depth,
a pure fucking elitist. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's, you know who it is? It's
Pete Buttigieg.
Any one of the guys that tried to make a DFW movie. Or like that fucking who's the other Jason Segel.
Oh, Jason Segel. Oh, I guess I could see. I kind of like him.
Well,
though,
he played David Foster Wallace in a movie.
He did play him in a movie, yeah.
Yeah.
But like any one of those types of guys.
Mm-hmm. Oh, because he's like kind of a jock.
I'm roughing out the edges of like a specific type of person.
Yeah, it's like the kind of jock, the kind of jock that's like, I'm a writer, actually.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm this guy, but I'm not this guy.
I actually write.
I do all these things, except I feel superior to these people.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm still not.
But effectively,
enough.
I'm doing everything.
I'm not smart enough to actually do anything. I can just appreciate the one or two examples of people like me that aren't shit.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying that people admired David Foster Wallace because he was a jock?
No.
This
has nothing
to
do with David Foster Wallace. It has to do with
the people. Those guys do love him.
That consume that shit. Yeah, like all that, like a dumber version of that, but still in the same category as like that fucking like bespoke post company and like
yes.
they're like Hemingway, like anybody that gets into
absolutely.
Like fucking Hemingway.
Yeah, those guys thumb their
which
nose at those
right,
guys,
which isn't even like a criticism of Hemingway. It's like about like the people that are like, yeah, I'm into reading now.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
Whereas we don't read. Thank you.
Yeah.
We're not reading unless it's a book about Michael Jordan.
I just explained that I read both.
The Cruella Intentions.
101 Dalmatians and its sequel.
Was 101 Dalmatians like a long book?
No. I do know it was a book before it was a movie, though.
It's probably like a kid's book, or was it like an actual like fucking...
It was a pretty hard book, actually.
Does she kill the puppies in the book?
Yeah, it's a,
you know how that always happens?
Yeah.
Yeah. Every like fucking...
They dumbed it down for that baby, for that baby movie, but it was actually for adults, the book.
Nice. That's cool. How long... I'm going to check how many pages 101 Dalmatians is.
101.
That would be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That would be so funny, dude. Can you imagine?
101 Dalmatians.
Can you imagine if 101 Dalmatians was 101 pages long? Dude.
Page length.
Dude. I would die laughing if that were the case.
It's based on Dodie Smith.
Can you hand me that?
Who the fuck is Dodie Smith? Wait, you said the name was somebody fucking... What was it? Orson?
Yeah, Orson Scott Card.
That's not a real guy, bro.
It is a real guy.
It says it's based off of some bitch named Dodie.
No, Nick was making a joke. That,
no, yeah. I thought it was Orson Scott Card. I mean, sometimes I'm like, okay, brain, I need the answer to this question. It'll be like, how about this? And I'm like, close enough.
This motherfucker's 68 years old. 101 Dalmatians is probably old as fuck. Right?
What?
How old is 101 Dalmatians?
Oh, it's from the Middle Ages.
Mm-hmm. Nah, they didn't have fucking Dalmatians.
It's a gayo wolf.
It's a 1956 children's novel by Dodie Smith.
I'm trying to read no-ass Mayo Wolf.
Uh-huh. That's
Mayo
right.
Wolf.
Yeah. Why don't
a
we,
sequel, The Starlight
read
Barking.
A Hotep book.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's true. Okay, I gotta fucking take off, actually.
You're going to Jersey?
I gotta go to fucking Jersey. Thank you for coming to see me today at the Stress Factory, if you came. If you didn't, suck my hard penis. This week, Funny Moms, you just want to hear something hilarious? Tom Green is going to do Fat Tuesdays.
Dude, that's huge.
Should I try and get him on the pod?
You got to promo that.
Should we get Tom Green on the pod, Nick?
Oh, yeah, sure.
I mean, I'll just ask. He's doing Fat Tuesdays.
We should
Tuesday.
Get people that we really liked when we were in eighth grade.
Absolutely.
That should be the only type of guest we have. Bam. Yep. Tom Green. Blink 182.
Gianna Michaels. all right, guys. Come to Funny Moms tomorrow, right? Yeah. Come to Funny Moms tomorrow. Come to Fat Tuesdays on the 12th with Tom Green. Come see me at the Stress Factory in Bridgeport on the 21st, in Atlanta the 23rd, Nashville the 24th, Baltimore the 29th and 30th, and motherfucking Houston on the 13th. I was going to plug the Patreon, but this is the Patreon episode.
So you can still plug it.
Yeah. Download the... If you're stealing this right now, please pay money for it instead.
That's good. That'll get them.
cometown.patreon.ag or whatever. And gay little guy, gaypussy.com.
Mm-hmm.
Adam's and Nick's shared website.
Gaypussy.com?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it... How does that work?
I don't know, man. It's your website.
Yeah,
why are
you asking website,
me?
Adam.
Well, you're also
talking to me. Well, I'm the webmaster. I'm not going to turn down work. Yeah, I'll manage
Adam's
website.
Yeah, I wasn't sure exactly what the division of labor
was. Yeah, Adam
was
pays
for that.
Me to run his website. So, yes, I mean,
I don't respect
I am in
you, though.
Of it.
As a master, I don't respect you.
Look, I don't need your respect. You understand?
The only
you're
master
like a,
I have is God.
You're like a yipping dog mm-hmm. to me.
What do you mean a yipping dog?
It's yipping, a dog that yips and yaps.
All right, I got to go.
Okay, see you later.
Check out Adam's website. Nick is the
webmaster.
No,
it's Nick's website.
No, it's yours.